Hey, this is Mike McCready, your host on episode 51 of the Hook Blast podcast. This is the podcast where we discover a few new catchy songs. You add the ones you love to your own streaming playlists or subscribe to mine at hookblast.com. You rock out all week, and the next week, we repeat. This week's TikTok dancers are a duo who go by Steve and Jenny. You can check them out by navigating to this episode at hookblast.com or by searching for the Hook Blast podcast on YouTube. You know, if you're not already viewing the video version of this show. And why wouldn't you? Unless you're driving. Because, well, I'm quite something to look at. Okay, raise your hand if you miss going out to restaurants. I know I do. This past year, I've had so much home cooking, I'm even considering finally trying Little Caesars or something for a change. This morning I heard my wife complaining on the phone with her sister about once again having beef stew last night with dumplings. I don't like it when she calls me that. She says I've gained a lot of weight recently. Pandemic living has really given my wife and I a chance to get to know each other a lot more, which is what I've always kind of been afraid of. Being in lockdown is tough, and we have it better than most, because we have a huge home. Well, it's maybe not huge, but it's mid-size. Okay, it's a tiny New York apartment, and we're so crammed in, we're ready to kill each other. It's such close quarters, I've taken to waiting for her to fall asleep at night and then sneaking out to the living room for some alone time, you know, so I can watch The Mandalorian. I might need a place to crash soon. I'm just putting it out there. I'll keep you posted. Okay, it's time to play some hooks. First up on the show, we have a song by collaborating writers Mark Ritchie and Jason Fubler. I think collaborations are great. They really bring out the genius in both parties. Well, at least they get the creative juices going. Well, at least it's not as lonely as being by yourself. Okay, I just think they help when you have to put the blame on someone else when things go wrong. But I don't really know anything about that. This is Vanity by Red Line Tragedy. Fans of Breaking Benjamin, Deftones, and Bring Me the Horizon will dig that song. All right, little housekeeping here. Longtime listeners of this podcast know how cool I am, but some viewers of the video version of the show have asked me why I only raise one eyebrow and why one of my eyelids is kind of droopy. And, well, it's a war wound. And I've been called a hero, but, well, not like a Medal of Honor hero, more like a trooper. But okay, like not in the military sense, just, you know, like the getting on with things kind. It's Bell's palsy that never fully recovered. But it's okay. It taught me a valuable lesson. What doesn't kill you makes you stranger. Next up on the show, we have Odella with a song called To Love. When it was written, Odella didn't think it sounded very current, but when the right vocalist and producer were added, it really started to shine. So let's check it out. If you give us a chance in the heat of romance, I will hold you the rest of the way. I can make you forget anything you regret, even those who have led you astray. If you give me a chance, I will make your heart dance and show you the that's a great sounding song. It might remind you a little bit of The Weeknd, or maybe a little bit of John Legend, or maybe a legendary Weeknd. Coming up next is a song about asking a higher power for help. I know something about that. I knew it was time to ask a higher power for help with my Ambien addiction when I woke up at 2 p.m. in a bed that wasn't mine, and with a threatening man leering over me demanding I leave the mattress sale at Sleepy's. This is Light It Up to Live from Deanna Wheeler. Alright, you can play that song when you're thinking of giving up. You know, I could have put it on the other day when I was thinking of giving up after about 20 minutes of helping to get my wife's clothes off. She doesn't make it easy. I mean, she's got this perturbed attitude about it. And, well, with all those clasps and zippers, just made me wish I'd never put them on. But, you know, always learning, always growing. I'm a big advocate of that. Coming up next is Jay Sinclair with his song, Temporary You. Jay says this song is about the fact we all have good days and bad days, and other days, and that no matter what you're going through, when it's over, you pick yourself up and realize that was just the temporary you. Now that sounds good on paper, but when I tried it, the judge told me that 90 days is just a temporary sentence. That's Temporary You by Jay Sinclair. Alright, if you're a fan of Selena Gomez, you'll really like this next song. This is Play It Cool by Sophia Bartra. It's a song about a boyfriend who has a wandering eye and doesn't appreciate what he has right in front of him. That's Sophia Bartra. And speaking of wandering eyes and my Bell's palsy, my ophthalmologist says now I have a lazy eye. My regular doctor says it now seems to have spread to the rest of my body. But everybody knows doctors are mean. You know, they always say things like, ketchup isn't a vegetable, and hey, put that down, those records are private. And get your clothes on, Mr. McCready. We don't do prostate exams in the waiting room. That's a whole other podcast series. Maybe I'll do one day. Okay, that's all the time we have for episode 51 of the Hook Blast podcast. All songs are used with permission of the rights holders. Please share this podcast with a couple friends who can use a few new catchy tunes in their life. and who can't. Oh, and go vote for your favorite song by heading over to hookblast.com and navigating to episode 51. Two episodes ago, on episode 49, the song with the most votes was Color on the Walls by Riva K, which is great. But this is like the third week in a row I haven't won. I'm starting to think these elections are stolen. The Hook Blast podcast is brought to you by Music X-Ray, which is the platform we use to identify all these high potential songs and talent. And I'll see you right back here next week with a fresh batch of new hooks. Bye-bye.